This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
We are so excited to have James Haynes joining us here today from James Haynes Hypnotherapy, and we have a great show in store for you. We're going to get to know him and, of course, all the ways that he can really help you with stress, anxiety, behavior modification, phobias, fear management, and so much more. So first and foremost, let me say good morning to our friend James. And where are you hailing from this morning? Where do you live? Tell us.
I live in Eupora, Mississippi.
Beautiful.
I'm visiting a nearby town in Starkville at the moment. But
oh, my goodness. Well, we're excited to have you here. Give us a little overview as to who you are and what you do to start.
Well, do you want me to start with how I got into hypnotherapy?
It's
a lot to cover.
I know, it really is. Well, give us a quick overview about the work you do and your background. And then we're definitely going to dive into a little later.
Right. I got started in hypnotherapy a few years ago, and that was a process to get there. But what I've come to now is, I really like working with people. And since we have Zoom, and it's not as big of a business in Mississippi, it's still trying to break the doors in there with hypnotherapy, but because I have Zoom, I'm able to do hypnotherapy with people all over the world. And it's been good. I got my master's certification through HMI College, which is in California. It's Hypnosis Motivation Institute. And I'm just about finished with a clinical internship with them.
Wow.
So that's what I'm working now is getting my clinical certification. Yeah, I'm just continuing on. It's a lifelong process. I think hypnotherapy is, or hypnotherapist rather, is something you become and not something you do. As I said in an earlier podcast, that you have to make the transformation as you go through the training, because if you don't, then it's just something you'd understand if you've been through the training, I guess. If you don't, then I don't think you're going to be as effective at it.
Got it.
And I come from a background, where I was actually, when I got out of the military, diagnosed with bipolar and anxiety and a lot of other things, full diagnosis. So I got a medical discharge out, and that's kind of led me to this path here.
Oh, wow.
So I tried a lot of things.
Well, yeah, no, I was reading about you. So, and you had your own journey, your own life path, like we all do. So tell me more about your military background. Tell me about where you grew up, and then let's get to this point where, you were in need of something and you found this, because it's a beautiful story. I got to, research you a little by myself, but I want our audience to kind of get to know you. So James, tell us about your upbringing and military and your path to hypnotherapy.
So I grew up, my parents separated when I was young, basically. I grew up back and forth between, the Eupora area and Grenada area. And my dad, he's military, Vietnam era veteran, so he liked to party. He was about partying, and my mom was about religious. So I got both sides, and my personal style is I've always taken the middle road and did my own thing. So I never got full into partying, never got full into the religious part. But I always had a foundation because I had experience on both sides. I was able to deal with a wider variety of people. But I come from a military family. All of my brothers in the military and everything. So I went into the military, and I went in 2000, and that was right before 9/11 happened. I think that happened when I got to my first unit. Mm-hmm. I was in the 82nd Airborne Infantry. So, of course, we got put on notice, and we flew out, and I spent most of my time in, I was deployed before I decided that I had enough and I wanted out. And of course, I ended up with a medical discharge by the end of that, for bipolar and anxiety and things like that. And where I come from, those type of things were just, you man up and you just deal with it. They're not really medical. You just learn how to deal with it. Right? Stuff it down, get high blood pressure is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so one day I was working on this job and I got severely depressed, and And it was just a really bad depression. It was heavy. And I just felt like this, it's a really strange thing because I had no experience like this before. But I felt like this yellow ball of light. I was staring at the ceiling, and it just kind of appeared, and it said, "You're going to be okay." And for some reason, it's like, I don't know whether I was crying or whether water was just running out of my face, but I don't know how it's possible to have that much water running out of your eyeballs at once. But anyway, I ran to the bathroom. I didn't want anybody to see me. And I started trying to figure out what had happened after that. And, you know, so, of course, you know, the Internet was still... This has been 20 years ago in this area. You know, we weren't really big in the Internet, but it became accessible on the cell phones. And so I started Googling, and I found, you know, something called Reiki, you know, dealing with the golden light.
Yes, energy healing.
Right. And I started learning everything I could learn about that. I found everything I could find. And I was able to do this on my own, even though I know the Reiki people, they all hate me. They're like, you can't do it on your own. You got to go through them. I never did. I learned how to do it. Sorry to tell you guys. Somebody learned how to do it first. But, yeah, so they're very big into keeping that within their groups. But I learned it. But it had a lot of side effects because I'm self-taught. I didn't understand about emotional detoxes. And as I said, I was trying to escape the bipolar and the anxiety and depression. And you have to go through an emotional detox. So it made everything worse. So that kind of shied me away from it. And I got into Kundalini yoga. So that helped a lot, but you would go through states of bliss followed by terrifying experiences. And still, I didn't understand that I had to go through that process that I was avoiding going through. But it's like a purge. And I finally gave up. Right? I just gave up on all of it because I didn't like, you know, the rebound effects. I would go through bliss and terror. And I'm like, all right. I just gave up, and I kind of had this list. I said, well, these are the last things I'm going to try. And I got to the salt tank, and that was pretty cool. I floated in the tank, and I went to cryotherapy, and that made my body feel good, but my mind still wasn't on board with it just yet. And I tried hypnotherapy. I said, I want to try hypnotherapy. So I did that, and I called them back after the second session, and I'm like, listen, I really don't feel like this did anything. I said, I don't know. So I feel like I just come in there and nothing's happened. I never was asleep. I just sat there with my eyes closed. And she asked me, she said, well, when was the last time you had an anxiety attack? And that was the first time in my life I didn't know. Because I was somebody who lived with it 24/7. Like, sometimes I stay awake for days and pass out from exhaustion. That's just how it was. I had sleep anxiety, and the act of falling asleep would spring me up. So I would just pass out. And for the first time, I didn't know. And as soon as that dawned on me, I said, and just like with the yoga and everything else, I found everything I could find on it, and I started studying it. I tried to get into several programs, and I just couldn't get the money together to get into them. And HMI kept popping up, you know, and I was like, this place is 2 or 3 years school. So these other places are like 4 months, you know, or I mean 4 weeks or a month or stuff like that, and you can get the same certification. But I couldn't get money to go. I kept getting accepted into them, and then I called HMI. I finally gave up. I called HMI the day they were accepting enrollment. It was the last day, and I said, listen, I can't get into all these. They said, no problem, you get a Pell Grant. So I ended up with HMI, and I'm glad I did, because that's probably the best programs you've been through with the most information that you can get from anybody. It's going to give you the best foundation. It's a 2-year program, you know, if you go all the way through. But that's how I got to where I'm at now.
Wow. Well, I love your background, and I think it's important for people to get to know you. You know, as a certified master hypnotist, your background, your story, and really the fact how you found your passion to help so many people along your own personal path of transformation. And you say, nothing fills your heart more than to witness a soul releasing its pain, discovering its power, and finding its purpose. And therefore, you know, some people might now say, well, what type of services? What is hypnosis? Let's just break it down, if you don't mind, because some people out there may not really understand the full power that you could tap into in our own minds to help ourselves. So give us a little overview about what hypnosis is. And, you know, I want people to have a real understanding of what it is. And we'll talk about some of the things that it can help with.
Right. Well, here's the thing that I avoid. I'll go ahead and let you know. I avoid talking about when I talk about hypnosis. Is I avoid using the spiritual language because while a lot of people do that, I'm more into the. I want it to reach a wider audience, and I'm going to give you the science behind it. I don't deal with. I just believe this is what happens. I'll tell you what I know. So, with hypnotherapy, it's all it is. You get into this really narrow state of focus. And once they get you to focus on something, I'm going to give you a bunch of information that's going to overload your message units. And we have something called the theory of mind that we use to explain it to people, and I'll give you that right quick so it'll make sense. When you're born basically with a blank slate, of course, and all you have is your fight or flight responses, and that helps you to survive. And up until about 8 years old, everything pretty much you take in is truth. You're very gullible. You get, cause all you're developing is how to survive an environment. You're getting an own association. Positive associations, negative associations, you know, don't touch the stove, it's hot, things like that.
Yeah.
At about 8 years old, you get a filter, right? And what this filter does is it allows you to live without having to think about all of these survival associations at once. That filter, it acts as a barrier, and that makes up about 88% of your mind down below there, right? So you get 12%, and that's what you're operating on all the time. That's this way, so if, like, say I'm walking down the street and there's a car going by, if I didn't have that filter, everything would hit me at once. Don't get in the road. What if that car swerves with it? What if this happens? What if that happens? What if that tree falls on me? You don't have to think about all that because those signals are being filtered. So you only think about the thing that's relevant to you at the time. And this is what happens to people with bad anxiety or, you know, bipolar and things like that, is they have a broken filter. Everything hits them at the same time. The PTSD, things like that, that's what happens. If they're getting hit with every scenario at the same time, and in order to survive, they grab one and go with it. And you know, and I can definitely relate to that because I can specifically remember reading a text message multiple times, getting into a fight, and then going back and reading it, and none of the words I read were in it.
Oh my goodness,
that's what bipolar is like, you know, you get a broken filter. You start taking in too much information and you're getting the wrong signals. So hypnosis, basically what that does is if that filter's, you know, really strong and you're not thinking about all these things, it's just giving you the signals you need to make conscious decisions, such as if you wanted to stop smoking. And you said, well, I'm going to stop tomorrow, or I'm just too stressed right now. And everybody's done this. That's the same thing they'll always say. But wait till tomorrow. Or I'm stressed right now. If you're going to diet, that's what you'll get. What that means is that 88% didn't agree with that 12%. You drop that little signal down to the filter, and it goes in between, so you don't have to think about those horrible things down there or the good things. But if you have more negative things associated with that idea, it's not going to agree with the 12% that thought you had. I wanted to quit. Well, it's going to give you plenty of excuses and it's going to bombard you. And this is why willpower won't work altogether. Because that willpower is a muscle. It'll just get tired. So in hypnotherapy, we might make a little dent in that filter and we'll go down there and just reframe things so that it gets you on board with the 12%. Because all that subconscious mind is doing, it deals in black and white, yes or no. And it checks those signals. If it has a strong signal that says no, you're going to get plenty of excuses. If it has a strong signal that says yes, you're going to get plenty of excuses.
Wow.
So, that's all how it works. And you never really go to sleep in hypnosis, even though we'll say, you know, deep sleep. And hope nobody listened to that hypnotized and went to sleep.
Well, some people also say, though, like, okay, well, I can't be hypnotized. I don't know. But the truth is, you can describe hypnosis as, like, you know, sometimes you're driving in the car and you end up at the grocery store. You don't even know how you got there, but you know you got there. That's kind of like in a hypnotic state. You're awake.
That's exactly what it is. It's just taking a backseat ride for a little bit. Basically, you can move or do anything you want in hypnosis. And some people do. They'll move around. But the thing is, you really won't want to, because while we go through a progressive relaxation, which is, I call them no margarita, you know what I'm telling people.
But
it's like,
right?
A massage where I'm not touching you. That's what I call that. Hypnosis is, you do it in everyday life. If you're watching a movie or reading a book and all of a sudden you look up and you're way past the time you thought it was and you realize you're still in the room that you sat down in, that is a hypnotic state. That's what it's like. You were awake the whole time. but there's no sense of time, you know, because you just, you're where exactly where you want to be in that exact moment. And trauma, see, when we work with trauma, the reason it's so effective is because trauma creates a time capsule. And remember, we talked about that filter. Now, that filter is, let's say, like you had a little man that ran back and forth passing the messages for you so you don't have to communicate with something, you know. That's what it does. It runs and checks that little timestamp, and that timestamp for trauma is always going to be in the present moment at the present age you experienced it. So, say your dog died at 3, and that traumatized you, but you're stuck with that 3-year-old perspective and feeling until you go back and see it as 30 or 40, or wherever you are, so that your perspective changes on what happened. You know, you won't feel the same way. That's what releases the trauma. You know, you don't think about it right then, because you have the little man that runs back and forth and says, hey, this looks familiar, let me go check. It sends you an anxiety signal back. It doesn't say, hey, remember that time your dog died? This looks familiar. It just sends you a signal back how to react to survive your environment. So it's only giving you what you put in there. Under hypnosis, we go back and we just bust open the time capsule. You see it at the age you are now and from your new experience and perspectives, and you let it go. And, you know, it's just stuck below that filter until you go back and get it.
Amazing. Well, you know, for people who are just tuning in, I just want to remind them who we're talking to. James Hames, we got to take a quick commercial break. How do we contact you? Would you mind sharing your website and best forms of contact?
Yes, my website is www.hypno-relief.com, and my contact info is there. My email and phone number is best to text or email, because with all the spam calls, I don't always answer. So with an email or text, I'll always know who I'm talking to, and I'll be sure to reply.
Beautiful. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more. Please stay with us.
McDonald's presents Burger Reviews by Hamburglar. Today's review, the hotter, juicier classic burgers. Mr. Hamburglar.
Bravo, bravo.
He said, of all the McDonald's burgers I've ever hamburgled, these are the hottest, juiciest, and tastiest.
Bravo.
Get deals on all your faves in the app, like the triple cheeseburger for only $3. Offer valid one time per day from 11/13 to 11/26 at participating McDonald's. Must opt into rewards, exclude snacks, and comparison of prior classic burgers.
Is that the sound of an ooey gooey cheesy crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Elevate your beauty at Rue Royale Beauty Bar with owner Ramona Maurice. From stunning hairstyling to luxurious beauty treatments, we offer personalized services that have you feeling fabulous. Ready for your transformation? Call 973-323-7267 or visit RueRoyaleBeauty.com today.
If you are the new parent of a baby out of wedlock, you're probably freaking the heck out. We remember how stressful it was when we had unexpected children with people we did not want to marry. After spending tens of thousands on legal battles that dragged on for years, eventually we learned the hard way what works and what doesn't in the real world. I'm Jim Braz, co-author of the award-winning book, Baby Out of Wedlock. We help unmarried mothers and fathers get their questions answered, improve co-parenting relationships, and avoid nasty legal battles that cost a fortune. Go to babyoutofwedlock.com to learn more.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network. Welcome back to the show. We are so honored to have our friend here, James Haynes, joining us from James Haynes Hypnotherapy. That's right. We are here talking about all that hypnotherapy involves, from stress, anxiety reduction, and of course, behavioral modification. We're going to talk more about regression techniques and of course, performance enhancement and so much more. So there's still a lot to talk about. And I know this is our first show together. Do you have, 8 minutes left in the show? So what else did you want to kind of get across for today? There's still so much to talk about, James.
Yeah, I mean, I could go on about the stuff all day. There's different modalities in hypnotherapy, I guess, would be a good place to start. If you're a person that wants to go into, like, regression therapy, now, I do give this warning with regression therapy. Regression therapy doesn't always give you the exact truth, so you have to be careful with it, and you have to make sure the people know this going under. For instance, if you fell in a tub when you were young and you woke up and say, your uncle was getting you out and you blocked that memory out because it was traumatic, well, that's all you're going to see. Now, all of a sudden, you may get the sense that something bad had happened to you. You woke up, you were naked, and your uncle was getting you out of the tub. This is something I warned against in regression therapy. It's safe, but you just have to inform the client that you have to be careful with your perceptions of what happened. That's age regression. But when you do life regression, now that's a lot different. It's much more safe because you're basically just taking the person through whatever comes to them, wherever they end up. And there's a lot of debate as to whether you're actually in a past life. Some people fully believe it. Some people don't. I'm one of the people who don't care either way. It works. It works. But what you do is it puts you in scenarios and places where it becomes real to you that you're really there. And because it's your mind that's producing it, you're going to have chances to learn things or unlearn things, kind of like if you were reading quotes or riddles or getting the moral of a story type situations is what it's going to produce for you. It'll make the changes for you actively through that process instead of just listening to me talking about these things while you're relaxing. So that's the gist of regression therapy. Now, some people don't like going under, and there's things called NLP, and that's usually in the beginning because, say, if they have bad anxiety, they're really nervous about it. So there's conversational hypnosis, and I've used it a few times with people that you can't hypnotize everybody. For instance, like if they have seizures, you can't put them into that state because what you're doing is you're balancing their brainwave frequency. A person that has seizures, brain operates on a particular frequency, and if you shift it, it can overload their units, and that's what causes their seizure is the overload. So I use something called, in conversation. I'm going to say I don't hypnotize them just for legal purposes, but I do have conversations with them in a beneficial manner. And that's a better approach to somebody with a certain types of disorder, such as PTSD and things like that. You have to be careful. And because I've experienced that, I know every level of it. So I was able to do it with success. And I know how to, kind of rope people into that through conversation. I have friends from military, bad PTSD that's been kicked out of therapy programs that I can work with and nobody else can. And that's just because I understand it. I wasn't taught it. There's a difference when you experience something. So I understand the signs, and I know what I'm looking for, and I know what I'm listening for, things like that. And there's so many different modalities, and it can be helpful for anybody at any age. I work with professional fighters a few times, and that's always really fun because they're fun people to work with. They have, no problems with anything that you've got to get a doctor's referral for because they're checked out constantly. But they're really great to work with, and you see a lot of improvement in them, especially ones that'll tell you, like, man, I've seen the shots, I didn't take them, things like that. And it's like, and what that is it's just the anxiety response to stopping them from taking the shots. Like, you can have a self-sabotaging thing. If you feel guilty for having a bunch of money, you will sabotage that and lose all that money. People win the lottery every day, or they win it big and then they spend all their money in a couple of days, or they'll end up on drugs and sometimes the worst, but it's because they couldn't handle the person you have to become to get what you wanted to get. right? So if you become famous all at once and you didn't take the time to become a famous person, and you've got an identity crisis, and then you split between the two, and that's a big thing I have to explain to them about their home life, is you have to be able to turn it off. Out here, everybody's praising you. You go home, your wife and kids are not going to do that. You're just daddy, and you're just, you're just daddy, or you're just a husband. They're not putting you on that same pedestal. They're stressed out just like you, you know, and that's the biggest thing when you explain to, you know, married fighters and things, and they get that, then they're usually functioning a lot better. Sleep disorders is really big, right now, especially a lot of people having trouble sleeping, and that seems to be one of the easiest ones to fix with people. And, you know, fears and phobias, things like that, you know, they're treated differently. For instance, a fear is something based in reality. A phobia is something that's not. So, you know, you have to do those slightly different sessions. There's just a pain. You know, cancer patients benefit a lot, too, because with the chemo makes them really sick. You can alleviate a lot of side effects by putting somebody in through the progressive relaxations and things. And it's not, like I said, this is not a cure or a treatment. It's an adjacent. It makes things better. You know, the biggest thing with pain is the pain is an emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually experience the pain before you're in pain. For instance, if I said I was going to snap you with a rubber band, you flinch up. But then when I hit you with a rubber band, it really doesn't hurt. It really doesn't hurt. It hurt more when you thought about it. You didn't flinch when I hit you with it.
It sure did.
You're like, that doesn't really hurt. Or a shot, a needle, anything like that. It doesn't hurt.
Oh, my goodness.
So pain is an emotion, and when we eliminate that emotional perspective, what it does is it turns the pain way down on almost everything.
Sure it does.
So it's not magic, you know, as with Reiki and everything else. You know, if people only do Reiki or only do this, they, you know, I'm not going to get into those people's modalities, but because that's their thing, that's the way they explain it, it's great. I mean, I have good friends who that's how they believe, you know, that it, all spiritual energies and things, and that's great. It works. They do it, and it works. I just say, like, listen to how you're doing.
God bless.
I don't like people to get the wrong idea about what's going on, because I've been through all the modalities. I haven't seen any difference personally than I have in deep hypnotherapy.
Wow.
So it's a shift in perception and a reframing of the thought patterns that led you there.
Amazing. Well, we are ecstatic that you're here talking about this. Unfortunately, we are out of time. We have to say goodbye, but there's still so much more that I know we want to talk about. So I hope we have more shows together. And basically that this is pretty amazing that hypnotherapy, as you mentioned, is not something you just learn. You become it along the way. This is fascinating with your own story and, of course, how you clearly are helping so many people. And are you able to work in other states, not just Mississippi, right?
I can work anywhere.
Beautiful.
That's why I'm online. I'm virtual.
Yeah.
Right. So it doesn't matter where you live. You can contact me there. And if we set up an appointment, it won't matter where you're at. So.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, James. Really a pleasure getting to know you. And thank you for sharing all you do. And if someone does want to reach out to get started to work with you, tell us one more time the best way we can contact you.
Yeah, on my website, www.hypno-relief.com, and my phone number and my email is on there, so please text or email, because I may not answer if it's a foreign number. That's pretty much it.
Beautiful. Hypno-relief.com. James Haynes, pleasure having you. Have a fantastic day, and we'll talk soon. Thank you so much. And to all of our listeners, stay tuned. More of the show's coming up after the break. Please stay with us.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve, it's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.